From Spark and Anvil and MeasureQuest, this is Degree, in Chapter 1 of the MeasureQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Two students were arguing about the weather, and neither of them was wrong, which was the problem. "It's 20 out," said one, checking her thermometer. "That's warm." "It's 68," said the other, checking his. "Also warm, but that's a totally different number." "You're both reading the same air," said Degree, sliding down from her sunny rock. She was a lizard, long and calm and always a little warm to the touch, wearing a thermometer looped around her neck like a necklace. "Same afternoon, same warmth on your skin. You're just each holding a ruler for hotness with different numbers painted on it. One of you counts in Celsius, one in Fahrenheit. 20 and 68 are the same warmth wearing two different labels." The students blinked. "So which number is right?"
"Both. Neither."
"The warmth is right," Degree said, basking. "The air is exactly as warm as it is. The number you get depends on which scale you brought, where you decided to put zero, and how big you made each step. Change the scale, change the number. But the afternoon doesn't get 1 degree warmer just because you counted it differently."
Degree had learned this young, in a way that had once stopped a fight over a fever. Her family were the temperature readers of MeasureQuest, lizards, because a creature that basked all day was thought to understand heat from the inside. They read the fever of sick villagers, the heat of the bread ovens, the cold of the ice store, and told people numbers they could trust. When Degree was small, two families quarreled over a feverish child. One had a thermometer from the north that read in one scale. One had a thermometer from the coast that read in another. The numbers didn't match, and each family accused the other of a broken instrument, and the poor child just lay there being exactly as hot as she was. Degree's grandmother set both thermometers under the child's tongue. When they came out, she pointed. "This one says 39. This one says 102. Neither is broken." She unrolled a little chart. "They're the same heat in two languages. Watch. 39 here is 102 there. The child has one fever. The thermometers just counted differently." The quarrel dissolved. "A scale is a choice about how to count the heat," her grandmother said. "It never changes how hot the child truly is." Small Degree held that. The warmth is the real thing. The number is only the language you measured it in.
She slid into MeasureQuest at 12, sun warm and unhurried, and Yard, the old mentor, was mending a net by the wall. Instead of a quiz, Yard set out three things: a cup of ice water, a mug of soup, and a bowl of room-warm porridge.
"Tell me how hot each one is," he said, "and tell me what your number even means." Degree didn't rush. She dipped her thermometer, waited for it to settle. You have to wait, or you're reading the thermometer's own coldness, not the soup's, and read each one. Then she added, unprompted, "These are in Celsius. The ice water's near zero, because that's where I set my zero, where water freezes. The soup's steaming high. The porridge sits in between." She tapped her chart. "In Fahrenheit, they'd all wear bigger numbers, but they'd be the exact same hot and cold." Yard finally looked up. "Most kids read the number and stop," he said. "You told me what the number is, a choice of scale laid over a real warmth. Sit down. You've got the craft."
Weeks later, Pip stood at the bench, thermometer and hoof, frowning at a mug of cocoa. "Same cocoa," Degree said warmly, coiling nearby. "Watch me read it. I put the bulb in the cocoa, not against the mug, and I wait. See the number climbing? It's not done climbing yet. If I read it now, I'd be reading the thermometer catching up, not the cocoa." She waited until it steadied. "There, 52 degrees Celsius, hot, but not scalding." Pitt peered. "My grand's thermometer would say 120-something for that." "It would," Degree said, delighted. "And your grand's cocoa and mine would be exactly as warm. Her thermometer just paints bigger numbers on the same heat. Different zero, smaller steps. 52 and 126 are the same mug."
She caught Pip about to yank the thermometer out early on a second mug. Wait for it to settle. A number you read before the thermometer's caught up isn't the cocoa's temperature. It's a half-finished guess. Pip held still and waited for the number to stop climbing. "So the temperature's real," she said slowly. "But the number I write down depends on which thermometer I grabbed." "Now you've got it," DeGree said. "The heat is the truth. The scale is just how you chose to count it. Bring a different scale, get a different number. Same warm cocoa the whole time."
Pip read the cocoa again, waiting for the number to settle on its own, and got 52, a real warmth she could hand to anyone with a Celsius thermometer. And there was a small, settled feeling in her chest. The quiet of a fuzzy kind of warm turned into an honest number. DeGree stretched back toward her sunny rock and let out a slow, content breath, warm all the way through, the easy breath of a creature who'd spent her life turning "it's hot" into a number two strangers could agree on. Somewhere in the memory of it, two families stopped quarreling over one feverish child. "The warmth is the truth. The number is the language," she said softly. "Wait for it to settle and say which scale you're speaking. That's the calm part. That's the part worth basking on."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to DeGree. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.